Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is December 23rd, 2025. That's the Tuesday of the fourth week of Advent. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Luke writes, "When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, 'No, he will be called John.' He asked for a tablet and wrote, 'John is his name.' And all were amazed." The Gospel for this final weekday of Advent brings us into the quiet house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Their son has just been born, a miracle in itself. Two elderly parents, long considered barren, now cradle the child of promise. The whole village gathers, celebrating with them, ready to name the boy Zechariah in honor of his father. But Elizabeth interrupts the expectation and says, "No, he will be called John." In that moment, something ancient and something new collided. On one side standing tradition, custom, and social order, the expected way of doing things. On the other side stands the surprising, disrupting word of God. John is not a family name. It is not what anyone expects. It breaks the pattern, and yet it fulfills divine promise. The name John means God is gracious. It is the perfect name for a child who will go before the Lord to announce mercy. His birth and his name proclaim that God's grace is not earned, not inherited, not bound by family line or human logic. It is freely given, and it is always surprising. The relatives want continuity, to name the boy after his father, to keep things safe and familiar. But Elizabeth and Zechariah, though through long suffering and silence, have learned that the grace of God cannot be domesticated. When God acts, he does so in ways that confound human order. Grace breaks through where the world has declared it too late, too barren, too impossible. Advent invites us to remember this, that God's ways are not our ways. He does not simply preserve the old, he transforms it. Every true encounter with grace involves something new being born, a word, a hope, a life, a mission, and it often requires letting go of what we once clung to as secure. Zechariah's silence has been long. 9 months of muteness, not as punishment, but as purification. His voice was taken, but his vocation remained intact. In the stillness, he has learned to listen. When the moment comes to name the child, he doesn't argue, doesn't hesitate, doesn't compromise. He simply writes on a tablet, "John is his name." With that act of obedience, his tongue is loosened, and he speaks again, not words of doubt, but words of blessing. How many of us resist the silent seasons of our own lives? We fill our days with noise, our hearts with distractions. But sometimes God's grace can only take root in silence. The absence of words makes room for the Word himself. Zechariah's silence became a sanctuary for faith to mature. Perhaps this Advent has had its own silences for you, unanswered prayers, unspoken hopes, quiet suffering. But rather than seeing those moments as absence, we see them as the fertile stillness in which God is forming something new. The silence before birth is not emptiness, it is expectation. When Zechariah writes his name is John, he affirms more than a name. He affirms the will of God. He surrenders his authority, his pride, even his family identity, to the promise given from above. It is a small act, but it changes everything. Faith often looks like this, not grand gestures, but small, decisive obediences that align us with God's design. To believe means to let God have the final word. Even when it upends our expectations, even when it surprises our community, even when it humbles us. This is what makes the onlookers amazed. They see in Zechariah and Elizabeth a glimpse of divine power at work, not in spectacle, but in surrender. God's grace reveals itself through their fidelity. This story also prepares us for what comes next. The child named John will become John the Baptist, the voice crying out in the wilderness, calling Israel to repentance, announcing the nearness of salvation. Before that public voice can sound, there must first be silence, obedience, and faith in the hidden life of his parents. In these final hours before Christmas, God is still forming voices in silence. The church waits not just for the birth of Christ, but for the renewal of her own voice, that she might proclaim mercy anew to the world. And this renewal begins in each of us, when we, like Zechariah, write, John is his name, when we affirm that grace is real, that God's word is true, that new life is coming. On this penultimate day of Advent, the gospel calls us to a faith that listens, obeys, and names grace rightly. Elizabeth and Zechariah remind us that God's promises may take time, that his grace often breaks the mold, and that silence can be the most sacred preparation of all. Let us ask for the grace to recognize where God is naming something new in our lives, where he is writing his own word over our old patterns. Let us have the courage to say yes, even when the world around us says, that's not how it's supposed to be done. For when we obey in faith, when we speak the name that God has chosen, the result is always the same: amazement, joy, and the breaking forth of praise. Let us pray. O Lord, you are gracious beyond measure. In our barrenness you bring forth life. In our silence you plant your word. Teach us to trust your promises, to let go of old names and old fears, and to bear witness to your surprising mercy. May our voices, when they return, proclaim only your praise. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others, and perhaps ask them to join us here in my hermitage, where we break open the world and reflect over its application to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.